It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
All right, welcome back as Legion Baseball continues here on KNZA 103.9 FM from Wathena. Colin Felkamp in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Our first game, it was a 9-6 Marysville victory over Corning. So Marysville moving on as they will take on Seneca tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, keeping their hopes for the state tournament berth alive in Topeka next weekend. But now we got a winner's side bracket game here in the latter portion of our doubleheader. It's the top seed, Doniphan County, taking on the 3 seed in Hiawatha. Doniphan County, big win over Seneca last night, 17-3, as they scored 8 runs in the third inning, got a big win there to move on. Hiawatha, they won a thrilling game against Corning. That was a 3-1 final. Sam Dunn hit a 2-run home run in the seventh inning, proved to be the difference in the game. Joel Bryan got the win, striking out the last two batters that he faced. So here in Wathena, Doniphan County in their baby blue tops takes the field, white pants. It'll be Preston Christensen on the bump for Doniphan County in the top seed, as it will be Ashton Rocky, Carson Bredemeyer, and Xavier Oldham to lead things off for Hiawatha in this ball game. Rest of the Hiawatha order: Sam Dunn, Joel Bryan, Ty Willick, Alex Rocky, Caden Strecker, and Gunnar Smith. Real quick, Doniphan County lineup: it'll be Cooper Everly, Charlie Grable, Cole Franken, Preston Christensen, Kobe Davis, Gavin Fumler, Alex Leibel, Brock Studer, and Ryder Davis. So Doniphan County and Hiawatha, winner will have the luxury of not having to play tomorrow night. They will sit back, the winner of this one, and wait for their opponent to be determined in the championship matchup, which will be played on Wednesday night at 6. Of course, we'll have the next couple of nights for you here on KNZA. So Marysville with their 9-6 win over Corning. They knock out Corning, and they'll play Seneca tomorrow night, the first of two games. And then the winner of that ball game will then go on to play the next game against the loser of this game coming up with Hiawatha and Doniphan County. So defensively for DC, again, Christensen on the bump. Charlie Grable is catching for him. They have Lavell at third, Everly at short, Ryder Davis at second, Studer is at first. Kobe Davis will be in left field, Franken in center, and Fumler is in right. So here we go. The pitcher, Ashton Rocky, will lead things off here for Hiawatha. Rocky steps in from the right side. Christensen on the hill. Our second game is underway. The first pitch is a little bit outside for ball number one. Rocky the pitcher. Bredemeyer up next. He is in center field. Xavier Oldham batting third and playing third. Next pitch by Christensen, about the same spots, a little bit low and outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Lights are on. The sun is setting. Beautiful setting here. Ground ball through the middle, and it's into center field for a base hit. Christensen nearly got a glove on it, but just gets through with enough heat, and Ashton Rocky will lead off the ball game with a single. So good start for Hiawatha, getting their leadoff man on. It's Carson Bredemeyer who steps in. He'll bat from the right side with Rocky at first and nobody out. Just getting going here, top of the first. And the first pitch swung on and missed for strike number one. And Hiawatha beat Corning last night in a thriller 3-1. Sam Dunn got a two-run homer in the top of the seventh. Turned out to be the game winner there. Next pitch in there for strike two. So quickly, Bredemeyer is down 0-2. Christensen out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Just a little bit outside. And it's 1-2. Winner moves on to Wednesday night's championship. As the next pitch is low and in the dirt, and taking second base is Ashton Rocky, so he's up in a scoring position with nobody out. And the count now evened up, two balls and two strikes here on Bredemeyer. And the 2-2 is driven well towards right center field, and it's over the head of Franken in center. Rocky had to hold up a little bit just to be sure. He's going to round third and head home, and it's an RBI double, and Hiawatha's on the board. Just like that, a single and a double, and Hiawatha strikes first. It's 1-0. Bredemeyer comes through. Now he's at second with nobody out, and here's Xavier Oldham. Takes an off-speed pitch in there for strike number one. Franken in center took a couple steps forward and then realized that was hit a little bit harder than maybe anticipated. Second pitch in there for a strike, and taking third without a throw is Bredemeyer. So he's up to third with nobody out. Oldham an RBI chance here, but he's down in the count 0-2 with Dunn due up next. He's going to ground this one right side. This should score the run. It boots off of Ryder Davis and into shallow right field. And everybody is safe, and Hiawatha out to a early 2-0 lead. So here's Sam Dunn with Oldham at first. And nobody out. There's a foul ball by Dunn. Again, he hit a game-winning two-run homer last night as they knocked off Corning 3-1. They gave Ryder Davis an error on that play, so it's a 2-0 lead. Davis with the error. There's a swing and a miss by Dunn, and it's 0-2. So a single, a double, and an error to start here in the top of the first, and Hiawatha, an early 2-0 lead with nobody out. Here's a ground ball, third base side, scooped up by Leibel. The play is at second for one. They can't get the double play, but they get the lead runner for the first out. So Dunn on the fielder's choice is at first. One out. Here is Joel Bryan, who was the winning pitcher in that 3-1 win last night, striking out the last two batters in the seventh. Bats from the right side. Quick throw to first by Christensen, and a good block there by Studer to keep it in front. So 2-0 our score. Two hits already in the inning. Just one out. Just getting going in this game will determine one half of the championship game on Wednesday night. Low and inside to Brian. It's 1-0. Done it first on a 2-3 step lead. Not a big gap over there. Next pitch is a fastball. Low and outside. It's 2-0. Doniphan County, they were the top team pretty much the majority of the summer and the best record, most wins. There's a swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Well placed there by Christensen. It's now 2-1. DC earning the top seed in this tournament this week. Hiawatha is the 3 seed. Next pitch is low and outside. Now 3 balls and 1 strike here on Joel Bryan with Ty Willick on deck. Again, not much of a lead for Dunn at first and swinging on what probably would have been ball 4, just getting a piece and fouling it back to the fence. And now the count runs full at 3-2. Ashton Rocky led things off with a single up the middle. Carson Bredemeyer came up, scored him with a big RBI double. Xavier Oldham reached on an error and then Dunn on a fielder's choice, which recorded the first out. And on the 3-2 pitch, it is low and outside, ball 4. And Brian walks. That'll bring up Ty Willick. So Dunn to second base, Brian at first. 2 on and 1 out. And still in the top of the first inning. First pitch is in there to Willick for strike 1. Very good defensive catcher. And now he has an RBI chance here with first and second and 1 out. Next pitch by Christensen, just missing inside. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Two nothing Hiawatha already. Here's a throw and it gets away. Christensen launches it to center field, trying to get Dunn on a throw out. So he'll move up to third on the throwing error there by the pitcher. As Brian stays at first, so now first and third with still 1 out. So the second error in the inning. Here's the pitch by Christensen, beautifully located in there for strike number 2. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's the pitch in there for strike 3. It's a strike him out, throw him out, but the run gets into center field. Or the ball, I should say, gets to center field. And they're going to call interference on the batter who just struck out, which it was Ty Willick, so that run will not count. So after all that, it's going to be a 2-0 lead for Hiawatha going into the bottom of the first. So we'll step aside. 2 runs in for Hiawatha. They lead it 2-0, and we are back in a moment.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lear's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansasland Radio.
And a good start for Hiawatha as they lead Doniphan County 2-0. Here as we start the bottom of the first inning. Doniphan County will send up Cooper Everly, Charlie Grable, and Cole Franken here in the bottom of the first with Ashton Rocky pitching for Hiawatha. Winner of this ball game moves on to the championship, which will be played Wednesday night. Loser will play tomorrow night against the winner of our first game, which will be Marysville and Seneca. Marysville won tonight in the first of our two broadcasts. They knocked out Corning with a 9-6 win. Marysville scored the first nine runs of the game. Corning tried to fight back. They scored five in the fourth, one more in the fifth, but Marysville able to hold on for that 9-6 win, and they'll get Seneca tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and then the winner gets the loser of this game in the nightcap. So two runs, two hits, a couple of errors by Doniphan County in the first. As again, it's Ashton Rocky who is pitching for Hiawatha. He's got an early 2-0 lead. It'll be Cooper Eberle to lead things off here for Doniphan County. He will bat from the right side. Ashton Rocky is a right-handed thrower. So here we go, 2-0, Hiawatha, as we start the bottom of the first. Eberle steps in. He's playing shortstop, and he takes one right down Broadway for strike one. Doniphan County, again, one big last night over Seneca. 17-3 was that final. They scored eight runs in the third. Here's a fly ball towards center field, and tracking it down to make the catch is Bredemeyer, and quickly one up and one down. Here's Charlie Grable, the catcher, with one out, nobody on. He'll bat from the left side. Open on his stance. Rocky lifts and fires outside. Ball number one. The 1-0. Hit well towards the gap in left center field. Strecker and Bredemeyer running on it, and it is up against the fence. And striding in with a one-out double, standing in there is Charlie Grable. So the lefty shoots it into the left center field gap and rides in with a stand-up double. And that'll bring up the center fielder, Cole Franken. Boy, Franken had a big night last night. He was 4-for-4, driving in two runs. That's 17-3 win over Seneca. First pitch by Rocky is in there for strike number one. So a line out and a double. Runner at second, one down. 2-0 Hiawatha here in the bottom of the first. Winner will advance to the championship, which will be played Wednesday night. Rocky a quick throw to second. And Grable back safely. Here's the pitch, and it rides inside, and it drills Franken right around the left shoulder. Well, in the first game, we saw about four or five batters hit. Now here in the first, we see a hit batter. Franken is on, and now two on and one out for Preston Christensen. So an RBI chance here for Christensen. His team down 2-0 early. And he swings at the first pitch, and he'll foul it away. And the count's 0-1. So after Hiawatha plating two in the top of the first, DC trying to get one, maybe even both back here in the bottom half. There's a check swing, pitches outside, it gets away, and both runners are going to advance as Grable gets to third. And Franken to second base on the wild pitch. Now base hit by Christensen could tie the game. Let's see if Rocky can get out of some trouble. Next pitch is upstairs, and it's now 2-1. And the 2-1 is swung out and missed. Good location there by Rocky. And now we're evened up at 2-2. So Eberle led off the inning, lining out to center field. Grable came out, smashed a one-out double to left center, and then Franken was hit by a pitch. And there's the strike three call in the outside corner. Big second out recorded. And now it's up to Kobe Davis. First strikeout for Ashton Rocky. So two on and two outs. It's Kobe Davis who steps in. He's got Grable at third, Franken at second. Iowatha trying to preserve their lead. Ground ball through the middle. A diving stop by the shortstop Dunn, but he can't make a throw to first in time. I think the speed of Davis was going to beat it out, and that's going to be an RBI. The lead is cut in half. It's now 2-1. So Grable scores from third, Franken up to third, Davis, the infield single, and the RBI makes it 2-1 Hiawatha. And now Gavin Fumler, the right fielder, a chance to tie the ball game up. And he'll swing at the first pitch, lift it high in the air to left field. Coming on is the left fielder, Strecker, and he misplayed it, and it drops in for a hit. One run is in. Here comes the second around third. And two will score on the error by the left fielder, Strecker, what should have ended the inning. And just like that, Doniphan County takes the lead at 3-2. So a big error by the left fielder, Strecker, allows two runs to score, and that'll bring up Leibel, the third baseman. So that is very costly. And now Leibel a chance here with a runner at second and two down. Rocky's first pitch upstairs, ball one. Leibel pitched in their 17-3 win last night. He went all the way, six innings. Gave up just three hits, couple of runs, and had six strikeouts. He's playing third base in this one. Takes one in there for strike one. It's 1-1. Here is the 1-1, low and outside. And now 2-1. Fumler at second base with two outs. After an error by the left fielder, allowed two runs to score. Doniphan County taking a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the first. And now he's going to rip this one towards right field. Coming on to make the catch is Smith. In right, and that will do it. But a big error allows two runs to score, and after one inning of play, it's Doniphan County 3 and Hiawatha 2.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GN Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GM Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GM Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GM Bank, member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
One, two, three, four!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Doniphan County, a 3-2 lead as we start the second inning of play in this winner's bracket game of this 1AA zone tournament here in Wathena. Winner will play on Wednesday night, one half of the championship, as the loser will have to play tomorrow night against the winner of Marysville and Seneca, which will be the first game up in our doubleheader. So Doniphan County, a 3-2 lead. We start the second. Alex Rocky leads off, takes strike one. Christensen's next pitch is outside. Now 1-1. So Rocky, Strecker, and Smith, 7, 8, 9 in the order, due up for Hiawatha after they played a 2 in the first. Off speed, Christensen just missing low. It's now 2-1. Doniphan County again, the top seed. Fastball right on the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the next one by Christensen. The 2-2 is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Second strikeout by Christensen, and the first out here in the second. Here's Strecker, the left fielder, who had the big error in the last half inning, which allowed 2 runs to score for Doniphan County, which gave them the 3-2 lead. Now he steps in from the right side. First pitch to him is outside for 1. Here is the windup of the pitch. That one is in there for strike number 1. So 1 ball and 1 strike here to Strecker. Christensen, the pitcher. Grable is catching for him. The outfield from left to right. You got Kobe Davis in left, Franken in center, Fumler in right. There's a swing and a miss, and it's quickly 1-2. Christensen trying to get the sign correct, shakes one off, likes the other. Here's the 1-2. And just missing low and outside, it's 2-2. The two teams combined for 3 errors in the first, 2 by Doniphan County, 1 by Hiawatha. There's a swing and a miss, pitch in the dirt. Strike 3, 2 up, 2 down on 2 strikeouts, make it 3 in a row. Retired via the strikeout by Christensen. And that'll bring up Gunnar Smith, the right fielder. And the first pitch, ground ball left side, playable. Lavelle at third has it, takes his time, throw across the diamond in time, and a quick 1-2-3 inning. Down goes Hiawatha. 3-2 lead for Doniphan County. We head to the bottom of the second. We're back in a moment.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy, on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
To Doniphan County, their lead over Hiawatha as we start the bottom of the second inning here in this Legion baseball game. The zone tournament taking place here in Wathena here the next couple of nights. We'll have 2 more games for you tomorrow and then a championship matchup set for you Wednesday night with the potential of it needing to be played twice depending on the outcomes here in the next night and change. So winner, of course, of this tournament representing the area in the Legion State Baseball Tournament. That'll be next weekend in Topeka. So bottom of the second, Brock Studer to lead off, and he will swing at the first pitch. Hits it high to center field. Playable, though, for Bredemeyer, who makes the catch and quickly 1 out. So the number 9 hitter, it's Ryder Davis, the second baseman. Quickly one out here in the bottom of the second. Doniphan County, a 3-2 lead. Ashton Rocky continues to work, lifts and fires. In there for strike number one. Everly will follow. Rocky's next pitch is hit well towards left field, down the line, and it is out of play. So the count quickly in Rocky's favor at 0-2. Doniphan County sent 7 to the plate in the first. 3 came around to score. 2 on an error by the left fielder, Strecker. Rocky's next pitch is way up and inside. Getting out of the way is Davis, and it's 1-2. Here's the 1-2 by Rocky, and this one's hit towards center. Bredemeyer getting a lot of work here in the early going. He settles under it to make the catch. And 2 up and 2 down. So back to the top of the order. It's Cooper Everly lined out to center his first time up. And Ashton Rocky trying to follow Christensen with a 1-2-3 inning of his own. There is the first pitch. Gets away. It's high for ball one. Defensively here for Hiawatha, you have Willick behind the dish catching, Oldham at third, Dunn at short. Got Alex Rocky at second, Bryan at first. Next pitch popped up, foul territory right side, but out of play. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Here on Cooper Everly. Now you certainly give yourself an advantage. The winner of this one will get a night off, and we'll play Wednesday night. Next pitch is up and outside. And now 2 balls and 1 strike here on Everly. Rocky's trying to go 1-2-3. He's got a couple lineouts to center by the first two batters. Here's the 2-1. Just a bit outside. Now 3-1. Charlie Grable's up next. Doubled and scored in the first. Here is the 3-1, a ground ball left side on a good hop for Oldham. Long throw in the dirt, and it's dug out nicely by Bryan. And it is a 1-2-3 inning. So 2 innings in the books. Doniphan County 3, Hiawatha 2. Third inning coming up next here on KNZA.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Both teams down in order in the second. We start the third, 3-2 Doniphan County over Hiawatha here. Good crowd on hand. Beautiful night for baseball here in northeast Kansas. Doniphan County, 3 runs, 2 hits, 2 errors. Hiawatha, 2 runs, 2 hits, and an error. Christensen back to work on the hill for Doniphan County. And he will face the top of the order for Hiawatha with Ashton Rocky, followed by Carson Bredemeyer and Xavier Oldham. So here we go at the start of the third. Christensen looking at Rocky, who singled and scored in the first, and he takes one low for ball one. So Rocky led off the game with a single and came around to score. Bredemeier hit a double. A couple of errors, though, in the inning. Allowed two more runs to score, which gave Doniphan County the 3-2 advantage. We're stuck right there here in the third. It's a 2-0 count now on Ashton Rocky. Christensen's pitch is in there for strike number one. So two balls and one strike. And now the 2-1. Pretty close to the same location. Might have been a little bit more low, but umpire says ball three. 3-1. So let's see what Rocky does here with the hitter count. Three balls, one strike. Here's Christensen's offering. Ground ball. Left side playable. Liable. Scoops. Fires. And in time to Studer for out number one. So it goes 5-3. That'll bring up Bredemeier. So again, Bredemeier had the RBI double in the first. And he steps in with one out, nobody on. And his team down 3-2 in the top of the third. Pitch by Christensen. Missing inside, ball one. Next pitch, a little bit low and outside. Now two balls and no strikes here on Bredemeier. He also came around to score. In that first inning. Good count towards him here. 2-0, next pitch, taking all the way, and it's in there for strike one. Two balls and one strike. So in the first game tomorrow night we'll have for you will be Marysville Seneca. Next pitch in there, another strike. So quickly from 2-0, it goes to two balls and two strikes. And then the winner of Marysville Seneca will play the loser of this game in the nightcap. That one's fouled straight back, so we'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes. As Christensen has retired 5 in a row. Trying to make it 6, and it's in there. Strike 3 call, 6 straight, retired by Christensen, and now he has racked up his 4th strikeout, and that'll bring up Oldham to try to keep the inning alive. So 6 straight retired by Christensen, 4 of which have been strikeouts. And he's trying to go 1-2-3 once again. First pitch to Oldham. Beautiful bender in there for strike number one. Certainly feels like Christensen has a groove here. Next pitch is fouled back, and he is quickly out in front, 0-2. Here's the 0-2. And it is fouled out of play. Good swing there by Oldham to stay alive. And we'll do it again at 0-2. Christensen shakes off one, likes the second sign, and the 0-2 again. Another one fouled back. 6 straight retired by Christensen, trying to make it 7. His team leads 3-2 here in the top of the third. Little pause in the action. Now here is the third time at 0-2. Ground ball, and it's going to potentially squeak through. It does not, but a dive to first and in there safely. So a slow roller in between second and short. Ryder Davis, the second baseman, got to it, but just not much pace on it. And Oldham is on first with 2 outs. Third hit of the game for Hiawatha, and that'll bring up Sam Dunn. So an infield single keeps the inning alive. Dunn reached on a fielder's choice in the first. He's got a runner at first, two down. And the first pitch in there for strike one. So that snapped a streak of six straight retired by Christensen, but still trying to get out of the inning with no damage done. The next pitch is low and outside, and it's now one ball and one strike. Oldham at first, two down. 1-1 count here on Dunn. Next pitch is low and outside, gets away, and no throw. Oldham able to get up to second base, so he is in scoring position with two outs. Now a base hit could tie the game. Count 2-1 here on Dunn. Hit a two-run homer last night, and their 3-1 win over Corning. Here's the 2-1 by Christensen, and it is outside. So now three balls and one strike. Joel Bryan due up next. It's Hiawatha trying to potentially tie the game here in this inning. After the first two are retired, there's a swing, and just getting a piece is done. What would have been ball four was low and outside, but now the count runs full at 3-2. Oldham at second, two outs. Here's the 3-2, and just missing inside. Very, very close. Umpire says ball four. That'll bring up Joel Bryan. So after the first two retired, a single and a walk. First and second, two down. Bryan steps in. He walked his first time up. And he takes a pitch in there for strike one. Here's the 0-1, and swung on and missed. So just like that, it's 0-2, and Bryan needs to protect as Christensen's trying to get out of this inning with his team still with the one-run lead. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, but slow right back to Christensen, who throws over to first to Studer in time, and the side is retired. So a single and a walk does no harm. We head to the bottom of the third, 3-2, Donovan County.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Donovan County 3, Hiawatha 2. The second game of our doubleheader here tonight in Wathena. The 1AA Legion Zone Baseball Tournament. Winner moves on to the championship on Wednesday night. Loser will have to play in potentially one game tomorrow. Marysville or Seneca would have to win two games tomorrow to get to the championship on Wednesday night. A 3-2 Donovan County lead, home half of the third coming up. It'll be Grable, Franken, and Christensen. Both teams scoring their runs in the first. So here's Grable, who doubled and scored in the first. He'll lead off here in the third. First pitch by Ashton Rocky is outside for ball one. Here is Rocky's next pitch. Ground ball. Slow roller. They're going to say a foul ball. for strike number one. So far, Leon, Donovan County, 3 runs, 2 hits, 2 errors. Hiawatha, 2 runs, 3 hits, and 1 error. This is 2, 3, and 4 in the Donovan County order here in the third. Curveball is going to miss outside a little bit. 2 balls and 1 strike here on Grable. Hiawatha the 3 seed in this field. Donovan County the top seed. Next pitch hit hard right side and a beautiful stab by the first baseman who makes the play. That's Joel Bryan. Boy, what an incredible defensive effort by Joel Bryan, potentially taking away extra bases. And yeah, everyone up here, it looked like the umpire had signaled foul ball originally. But they're going to say it was in play and the out is recorded. So Grable's out. Franken will step in. And he takes one high and outside for ball one. So one up, one down. They're in the home third. Donovan County a 3-2 lead. Franken hit by a pitch and scored in the first. And he takes one on the outside corner for strike one. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Rocky kicks and fires. This one is hit well towards center field. Backing up is Bredemeyer, and it is over his head, and it bounces in front of the fence. As Franken trots into second base with a one-out double. Right in front of the 360 sign in center field. That was very close to being gone. And Franken's at second with one out. And now Christensen with an RBI chance here with one out in the third. He struck out his first time up. Now Rocky out of the stretch, kicks and fires. Upstairs, ball one. Three-two ball game, bottom of the third. Donovan County trying to add to their lead. Next pitch is in there for strike one. Here is the 1-1 by Ashton Rocky, and this one is hit well towards left field. Backing up and over the fence for a 2-run home run. Preston Christensen knocks it out of the yard. And it's now 5-2, Donovan County. A laser to left field. And all Strecker could do was look up and watch it sail. 5-2, Donovan County here in the third. Christensen goes yard. So back-to-back hard-hit balls as it was Franken a deep drive to center field that ended in a double. And then on a 1-1 pitch, Christensen a no-doubter to left field. And it's now 5-2, Donovan County. So Rocky has to settle back in. Now this one is hit well towards left field down the line. Looking up, is it back-to-back? It is! Kobe Davis with a home run. My goodness, what a stretch here by DC. Make it 6-2 here in the third. Goodness gravy. A double and then a home run and a home run. And it's now 6-2. Now we got the Hiawatha coach is here on the field discussing something with the umpire. And whatever happened, the argument is done. So back-to-back home runs by Preston Christensen and Kobe Davis. has blown the game open a little bit. It's now 6-2, Doniphan County. Might have been arguing maybe if it was a foul ball. It was down the line. It's tough to see from where we're sitting up here in the booth. The umpire saw it, called it a home run, and now Rocky has to get back to work facing up against Gavin Fumler, and he throws strike one. Fumler reached on an error in the first. Left stranded at second in that inning. Next pitch is in the dirt, ball one. So after a ground out to the first baseman, a double, a home run, followed by another home run. Three runs have scored. The lead is 6-2, Doniphan County. Here's Rocky's pitch. Swing and a miss. Good location there. It's now one ball and two strikes. Here is the 1-2 by Rocky off speed. It bends in there. Strike three looking, and down goes Fumler for out number two. Second strikeout for Ashton Rocky. That brings up Alex Leibel. With two outs and nobody on. Three across here in the inning. Coming off two home runs by Christensen and Davis. First pitch swung on and hit high in the air, right side, foul territory, playable. And couldn't see if a catch was made. It looks like it was not. And Leibel trots back to the batter's box and get an opportunity with count 0-1. So here is Leibel back in, count 0-1. Here is the pitch by Rocky, fouled straight back, it's 0-2. Studer due up next if Leibel's able to do something here. Three across in the inning, a 6-2 Doniphan County lead. Another bender in there, strike three call. So a back-to-back strikeouts after Doniphan County went back-to-back over the fence. Christensen, a two-run homer. Davis, a home run as well. And through three innings, Doniphan County 6, Hiawatha 2, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Back-to-back home runs by Preston Christensen and Kobe Davis in the bottom of the third has given Doniphan County a four-run lead at 6-2 over Hiawatha. As Hiawatha begins here in the top of the fourth, it'll be Willick, Rocky, and Strecker due up facing against Christensen, who had a two-run homer in the last half inning. And the first pitch to Ty Willick is outside for ball one. Willick struck out his first time up. Christensen has struck out four. And here's a slow roller. Left side, Eberle. Nice play, trying to take his time. Did he take too long? He did. Runner is safe. There was a little bit of hesitation by Eberle at short. And Willick had good speed, and he was able to beat it out. Trying to determine whether it's an error or hit. And that'll bring up Alex Rocky. We'll give him a hit. Ball gets away as Christensen throwing towards first base. So they give Willick the hit. So he's at first. Nobody out. Christensen back to the stretch. Alex Rocky steps in, who struck out his first time up, and he takes one in there for strike one. See if Hiawatha can try to get something back here. Fouls this one away, does Alex Rocky, and it's 0-2. Doniphan County, 3 in the first, 3 in the third. Hiawatha's 2 came in the first, and batting here in the fourth. Next pitch is outside. It's 1-2 on Alex Rocky as Christensen gets the sign, fires, and this one is hit towards the shortstop left side. It's caught, and then a throw back to first. Not in time as Everly makes the catch for the first outs. Willick back to first, and that'll bring up Caden Strecker. So a soft hit ball in the air left side. Everly makes the catch. And the first out. So Strecker steps in. He's also 0-1 with a strikeout. First pitch is in the dirt. Might have hit off the face mask of Grable and kicks to the backstop, and that allows Willick to take second base. So Willick into scoring position with one out. Count 1-0 here on Strecker. A four-run lead for Doniphan County. It's 6-2 here in the fourth. Trying to punch their ticket to Wednesday night's championship. Here's the kick in the fire. And a check swing. He went around. Ball gets to the backstop, and that's going to allow Willick to take third. So a wild pitch, a pass ball. Willick now from first to third. Count 1-1 here on Strecker. With one out, so a chance for Hiawatha to get one back here. Certainly can't squander these opportunities when you get them. Here's the 1-1, and this one's fouled back. It's now 1-2. So a big pitch coming up here. Strecker needs to protect down 1-2. Runner at third, one out. And he fouls it straight back again. So we'll do it again at 1-2. And tough start tonight for Strecker. He struck out in his first at bat. He also had an error in the first. Misplayed one out in left field, which allowed two runs to score for Doniphan County. Which gave them the 3-2 lead at the time. Now their lead is 6-2. Here's Christensen's pitch. Perfect location, just outside, right where Grable wanted it. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes, a near strikeout. Let's see what he comes back here with a 2-2 pitch. Fastball. Got him this time on the corner looking. Strike 3 and a huge strikeout. Make it 5. Rung up tonight. So far by Christensen. So it's up to Gunnar Smith, the right fielder. He grounded out his first time up. Still a runner at third. Now 2 down. And 5 strikeouts for Christensen. Here's the pitch. Slow roller. Left side. It's going to be a tough play. Christensen, long throw, and it's way over the head of Studer at first, and the run is going to score. And that was just a tough play by Christensen. It was just a slow roller down the third base line. And even if the throw is accurate, not sure if they get Gunnar Smith. The run scores. It's now 6-3. So Smith drives in the run. Keeps the inning alive. Ashton Rocky will step in. The umpire will clean off home plates, and so Rocky steps in. He is 1-for-2. He has a single and a run scored. First pitch in the dirt. Good block there by the catcher, Grable. It's 1-0. Smith at first, two outs. Drives in Willick to dive into the deficit. Donovan County's lead is 6-3. Next pitch, catching the outside corner for strike one. And the 1-1 off speed finds the strike zone as well. So Rocky now needs to protect down 1-2. Christensen looking for another strikeout. He's got five tonight. This one is hit well towards center field, but playing it right there is Franken. Moves a little bit in into his right to make the catch, and that will retire the side. But Hiawatha gets one back. They score a run. And as we head to the bottom of the fourth, Donovan County, a 6-3 lead.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy, on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Hiawatha gets one back in the top of the fourth, but Donovan County still leads 6-3 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Wasina. It'll be Studer, Davis, and Everly due up for DC. Six runs, five hits, three errors for Donovan County. Three runs, four hits, an error by Hiawatha. Winner moves on to the championship on Wednesday night. Winner of this tournament go to the state tournament next weekend in Topeka. So it will be, again, Ashton Rocky back to work on the hill for Hiawatha. So here we go. Studer steps in to lead off. Now I get a pause in the action real quick. And now back to it. So here we go. Studer steps in, working against Ashton Rocky, a 6-3 Donovan County lead in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch is in there for strike one. Studer flew out to center his first time up. Rocky's next pitch, off speed, swung on and missed. So quickly the count, 0-2 here on Studer. Rocky trying to get a quick first out. Ground ball off the glove of Rocky. The second baseman, Alex Rocky, can't make the play. Studer beats it out. That'll probably be an error on the second baseman. It was a slow roller. So Studer beats it out. It'll be an error against Hiawatha. And he's at first with nobody out. That'll bring up Ryder Davis. First pitch is fouled away here to Ryder Davis for strike one. Got a defensive substitution for Hiawatha. Strecker's out left. Jacobson takes over for him in left field. That is Cooper Jacobson. Next pitch is upstairs by Rocky for ball one. So one ball and one strike to Ryder Davis, who flew out center his first time up. He's got a runner at first and nobody out. A 6-3 lead in the bottom of the fourth. Beautiful curveball Bends in there for strike number two. Had Davis clutched at the knees a little bit. So now needs to protect at one and two. Not much of a lead for Studer at first. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss for strike three off speed. And Ryder Davis down on strikes. It is the fourth strikeout for Ashton Rocky, and that brings up the top of the order in Cooper Everly. Everly 0 for 2, a line out and a ground out. Studer at first, now one down. Bottom of the fourth inning, Doniphan County a 6-3 lead. Rocky's first pitch in the dirt. Good stop there by the catcher, Willick. 4-1. Everly lined out to center his first time up, grounded out to third his second time up. Rocky out of the stretch. Studer not much of a lead. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right side. Chance for two. And they try to get the out at second, and the throw is low and gets into shallow left center field. It's going to be another error on the second baseman and Alex Rocky. So another error. Studer is safe at second. Everly at first. That brings up Charlie Grable, who is 1-for-2, a double and a run scored. He's also grounded out to first. And now a chance here for Doniphan County to add some more and extend on their lead. Here's the pitch. Just missing for ball one. Again, Grable had a deep double in the first inning, came around to score, and then grounded out to third base to lead off the third, or correction, to first base. Here's a hard shot to center field, and that's a base hit. Waving Studer around third, here comes the throw. It's cut off by Rocky, and it's 7-3, Doniphan County. Grable comes through, driving in a run. Everly stops at second base. And that brings up Cole Franken, who has reached twice. He was hit by a pitch in the first. He doubled in the third. He has scored both times. So Doniphan County getting the run back that Hiawatha scored in the top half of this inning. It's now 7-3. First pitch off speed in the dirt. 4-1. Franken's double was to center field. It was not far from a home run, right about in front of the 360 sign out there. And then that was followed by Christensen and Davis going back-to-back home runs to left field in that three-run third inning. Those two are waiting in the wings up next after Franken here. Next pitch off speed. It's outside, 2-0. Rocky in a little bit of some trouble here, trying to keep this thing at bay as Doniphan County can blow it open here with a big inning. There's a swing and a miss by Franken. The count now 2-1. Rocky trying to work quick, lifts and fires the 2-1, and it's well outside. Now 3-1 with Christensen due up next. Doniphan County in good shape here. The next pitch, they give it to him on the outside corner. And now it's a full count, 3-2. Christensen due up next. Runners at first and second, one out. You're in the bottom of the fourth. One across already for DC. Their lead is 4. Foul ball out of play. So we'll do it again at 3-2. And again, with a very dangerous part of the order here with Franken, Christensen, and Davis. All three have shown power here in this game tonight. Off speed and just missing on the outside corner. It is 4. Some of the Hiawatha fans did not agree. And now the bases are loaded for Christensen. So you got Eberle at third, Grable at second, Franken at first base. Christensen has last at bat, a two-run home run. He's 1-for-2. He also struck out, so now a chance to really help his team continue to build that lead. They're up 7-3, got a meeting on the mound for Hiawatha currently. Good opportunity here to thank some of our sponsors, Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Then also, Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. So Rocky will continue to pitch. He's in a pickle here. Bases are loaded, one out. Christensen steps in, who has already hit a two-run homer in tonight's game. And the first pitch to him is outside, ball one. Again, he's got Eberle at third, Grable at second, Franken at first. Here is the 1-0, and it's high, 2-0. Toby Davis due up next in these 2-1 back-to-back in the third. Here's the 2-0 and just missing outside. So now it is 3-0 here on Christensen. So a tough spot here. It's a 3-0 count. Christensen, see how he handles this with one out. Rocky looks at third and fires. And it's a four-pitch walk and a run is in. Make it 8-3, Doniphan County. Grable to third, Franken to second. Christensen takes first, drives in his third. And now Kobe Davis, who is homered and singled and is driven in two and has scored twice. First pitch, outside corner in there for strike one. Doniphan County in control, chance for more. Here's the pitch. Low and a little bit outside. One ball and one strike. So now Grable at third, Franken at second, Christensen at first. Here's the kick and fire. That one's hit towards center field, and that's going to drop in for a hit. And it's kicked away by the center fielder, Bredemeyer. One run is in. Two runs are in. Make it 10-3, Doniphan County here in the fourth. Davis drives in two more. As Grable scores, Franken scores, Christensen from first to third, so now second and third with still one out. And this could be all for Ashton Rocky. As four have come across to score here in the inning, it's a 10-3 Doniphan County lead. With Gavin Fumler coming up. And we will have a pitching change. So we'll step aside. It's all Doniphan County. 10-3 their lead. We're back in a moment.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Well, a pitching change here for Hiawatha. Donovan County, they have played at four here in the fourth. Their lead is 10-3. Xavier Oldham has come on to pitch. Ashton Rocky, his day is done, 3 1/3. 10 runs across in the inning, of course, with a few errors on the board, some of those runs unearned. I'm just trying to get the final defensive alignments here. Looks like Rocky again went back to center field. And Bredemeyer has moved to left field. As again, the scenario we got after the pitching change, 2nd and 3rd for Donovan County. And still just one out. Davis just drove in two with a double. Fumler steps in. He reached on an error in the first and has struck out as well. And he takes one in there from Oldham for strike one. It is Christensen at third, Davis at second. Next pitch by Oldham is low and outside. Good stop there by Willick. It's 1-1. So Donovan County again putting themselves in position. Get themselves to the title game Wednesday. Still an opportunity to add some more. Next pitch was outside. It's 2-1 here on Fumler. Oldham's pitch just missing. Now 3-1. Alex Leibel due up next. Donovan County 3 1/1, 3 3rd. Now 4 here in the fourth. And still 2 on and 1 out. Ground ball left side and just foul. Not far off from potentially extra bases and plating two more runs. So the count 3-2 and a foul ball. As Oldham is just trying to stop the bleeding here in the fourth. It's a 10-3 Donovan County lead. 2nd and 3rd, 1 out. Here is the 3-2. And it's upstairs, ball 4. So the base is loaded once again, and Donovan County, they have batted around here in the inning. It's Alex Leibel who steps in. It's a 10-3 DC lead. Base is loaded, 1 out for Leibel. Here's Oldham's pitch. In there for strike one. Leibel lined out to right his first time up. He's also struck out. He's 0-2. Big opportunity for him here. Bases loaded and 1 out. This one is popped in the air right side. It's going to be playable by the first baseman, Brian, to make the catch. And a tag, and in there safely, scoring from third is Christensen. What a play, as Christensen will score. So now 2 outs, all the runners advance. Davis to 3rd, Fumler gets to 2nd. It's 11-3. And Studer will bat once again here in this inning, as he started off the frame reaching on an error and then coming around to score. As Oldham threw back to 3rd real quick, with Davis over there. And now Studer an opportunity. 2nd and 3rd, 2 outs. 5 across. It's 11-3. And the pitch to Studer is upstairs by Oldham for ball one. Here is the kick and fire. This one is hit well towards right field down the line, but it's tailing foul and out of play. Now one ball and one strike. Studer is, again, mentioned last at bat. Here he started this inning, reached on an error and scored. He's also flown out to center field. Here is the pitch. And a swing and a miss. Nice pitch there by Oldham. Makes it one ball and two strikes. Davis at third. Fumler at second. Two outs. 11-3, Doniphan County. Next pitch is upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Here is the windup and pitch. And fouled straight back. So stays two balls and two strikes. If this result holds, Hiawatha will play the winner of the Marysville Seneca game tomorrow night in the second of the two games played. There's a pitch that's low and in the dirt, and here comes the runner in from third, and Davis scores on the wild pitch. It's now 12-3. Fumler moves up to third. And the count is full here on Studer at 3-2. Here's the 3-2. Hit well towards center field. Rocky on the run. Looks like he has a beat on it. And he does. He makes the catch. Studer is retired. And the inning finally comes to a close. But six across for Doniphan County. They've blown it open. They lead Hiawatha 12-3. We head to the fifth inning. We're back after this.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
All right, big inning there for Doniphan County. They score six in the bottom of the fourth, extending their lead on Hiawatha to 12-3. Here in Wathena tonight, Colin Fellkamp in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. D.C., they batted around, set 10 to the plate, scored six on two hits, two errors. They left one on base. So Hiawatha, a lot of work to do, down 12-3 here to start the fifth. And Preston Christensen back to work, as it will be Bredemeyer to lead things off, and he hits one towards center field, and it's a leadoff hit for Hiawatha. So a good start here to the inning. That'll bring up Xavier Oldham, who came in and relieved Ashton Rocky on the hill that last half inning. Swing and a miss by Oldham. He reached on an error in the first and singled in the third. Bredemeyer at first, nobody out. Here's the pitch, and in there for a strike. Quickly 0-2. Christensen has recorded five strikeouts. Here's a throw over to first. Studer digs it out. And Bredemeyer back in time. Get all Doniphan County now. They lead it by 9. It's 12-3. 12 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors. Hiawatha, 3 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors. Next pitch just missing outside. It's 1-2. Hiawatha got 2 in the first, 1 in the fourth. Batting here in the fifth. And the next pitch rides inside and hits Oldham. Looks like on the back of the helmet, maybe. And on a two-strike pitch, he'll take first, and now two on and nobody out. So now Sam Dunn was walked and reached down a fielder's choice. So a single and a hit batter to start this inning for Hiawatha, two on and nobody out. First pitch to Dunn is upstairs, ball one. First game tonight saw Marysville beat Corning 9-6. There's a strike in there. One ball, one strike here to Dunn. It's an interesting ball game. Marysville scored the first 9 runs of the game. Corning had a 5 spot, though, in the fourth. One more in the fifth, just not enough. They couldn't come back. Marysville able to win it. And they'll play Seneca tomorrow night. As the next pitch was upstairs to Dunn. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. Christensen looks back and fires. Ground ball. Might have skipped off the plate. Studer's only play at first. He'll tap for the out. Runners advance. Now second and third with one down for Joel Bryan. So Bryan steps in. He's walked and grounded out. He's got an RBI chance here with second and third. And just one out. And now here's a meeting on the hill for Doniphan County. Or they called him safe, apparently, is what we're hearing up here. So Studer, I guess, didn't get there in time. So now looks like the bases are loaded with nobody out. Not sure how that transpired there. That's for some reason if Studer didn't get to the base or something like that. It looked like he was going to have done out by a hot step. So whatever happened, Dunn is actually safe. Now the bases are loaded with nobody out. And Joel Bryan steps in and swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. And I'm still kind of baffled at that, not really sure. Second pitch in there for strike number two. So quickly, Christensen comes firing back, and he jumps out in front 0-2 here on Bryan, who again has walked and grounded out. Here's the 0-2. And a swing and a miss, and a huge strikeout there by Christensen, just like that. They get the out, and that brings up Tyler Willick. 6 strikeouts now for Christensen. Willick, one of those strikeout casualties in the first. He's also singled and scored. Got the bases loaded with one out, and the first pitch rides up and hits him. So a run is in. Bredemeyer scores from third, Oldham to third. Dunn to second, and that brings up Cooper Jacobson. Or correction, Alex Rocky, second baseman, who is 0-2. And the first pitch missing for ball one. So it's now 12-4, Doniphan County. Hiawatha chance to play more. Another pitch inside, nearly got him, but it's now 2-0. Here is the kick and fire on the 2-0. It's low and outside, and it's now 3-0. Oh, Hiawatha making Christensen work this inning. Bases are loaded with one out, one across, but it's still an eight-run lead for Doniphan County, and Christensen looked like he tried to just throw that one as hard as he could, and it was well low and outside for ball four. Another run is in. It's now 12-5. So here's Jacobson. Who subbed in for Strecker out left field, so he'll get his first at bat. The lefty, the base is loaded, still one out, two across, 12-5 our score. DC still up by seven. Hiawatha trying to chip away here in the top of the fifth. First pitch is up and outside for ball one. Here's the pitch. That one's in there for strike number one. So one ball and one strike, still the bases loaded. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Now one and two here on Jacobson. Gunnar Smith due up next. It's a 12-5 Doniphan County lead. Next pitch is hit towards left center field, coming on to... trying to make the catch is Kobe Davis. He misplays it out there and left. One run is in. Two runs are in. And just like that, it's 12-7. So Dunn scores. Willick scores. Rocky to third. Jacobson at second base. Seven errors combined in this game by these two teams. Gunnar Smith due up next, and this might be it for Christensen. It is. So it's a pitching change, and we'll step aside. Doniphan County with a 12-7 lead. We'll take a break. We're back in a moment here on KNCA.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GN Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GM Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GM Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GM Bank, member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
And it's going to be Kobe Davis on the pitch for Doniphan County as Hiawatha is slowly chipping away at this deficit. It's now 12-7, so DC's lead is still 5, but still just one out in the inning, and still two on. Second and third, it's Alex Rocky at third, Cooper Jacobson at second base. So Christensen's night is done. He is now out in left field. As Kobe Davis will try to stop the bleeding here. Hiawatha, they have plated four. But trail still 12-7 here in the top of the fifth. So Kobe Davis out of the stretch. Facing Gunnar Smith and the first pitch in there for strike one. Here is the 0-1 by Davis, and it's inside. It's fouled away, and that might have caught a piece of the hand of Gunnar Smith, and he is riding in pain. The right hand, it looks like, caught a piece of that fastball and shaking that one out. Count's going to be 0-2. Alex Rocky at third, Jacobson at second. And Smith appears to be okay. He's set to jump back in the box, but needs to protect it 0-2. Davis shakes off a couple of signs. Here is the 0-2, and it's fouled straight back. So a couple of walks, a hit batter, a couple of hits as well this inning. These teams have combined for 7 errors in the ballgame. Davis's next pitch just missing a little bit outside, and it's 1-2. Smith is singled in a run. He is also grounded out. He's 1-2. Here's the kick and fire by Davis, and this one's popped up. Playable right side. Studer at first and makes the catch. No advance by either of the two runners, and there's the second out. So here's Ashton Rocky. Hiawatha, they have batted around here in this inning. Well, the difference a base hit could mean here for Hiawatha moving forward. They're down 12-7. They got second and third with 2 down. If Rocky can come through with a hit that drives in 2, all of a sudden it's a 3-run game. Seems a lot better than a 5-run tilt. First pitch fouled out of play. Ashton is singled and scored. He is also grounded out in the ball game. He's 1-3. Davis fires the 0-1. That one misses. It's off the glove of the catcher, and a run's going to score. It gets to the backstop. Alex Rocky comes home from third. Jacobson moves over to third base, so now it's 12-8. So now a runner at third. 2 down, it's a 1-1 count here on Ashton Rocky. 5 runs have scored here in the inning, and the deficit is 4. Next pitch by Davis in there for a strike, it's 1-2. And the 1-2. Just outside. Now 2-2. Well, Hiawatha absolutely needed an inning like this after Donovan County played it 6 in the fourth. And then this one is hit towards right center field, and that drops in for a hit. And Ashton Rocky comes through with an RBI single. It's now 12-9. Jacobson scores from third. And Bredemeyer, both teams have batted around in their last at-bats. Bredemeyer led things off with a hit. Game around to score. So it's now 12-9. 6 have scored here in the inning, and a swing and a miss by Bredemeyer. It's 0-1. Bredemeyer, 2 hits. He doubled in a run in the first. And now Grable going out to have a quick discussion here with Kobe Davis. So 12 runs have been scored in the last inning between these two, 6 apiece. Hiawatha still a chance with 2 outs and a runner at first. Bredemeyer with the count 0-1. Davis's pitch outside. 1-1. Here's the 1-1. Just a bit inside. Now 2-1. Davis is 2-1, fastball, and missing just a bit inside. So now 3-1. Xavier Oldham due up next. And it's ball four. So the inning continues. Now Oldham steps in with runners now at first and second. And Oldham in this inning was hit by a pitch, came around to score. He's also singled and reached on an error. Slaps this one down the right field line, and it's foul. It's hit well. Count is 0-1. So Davis just trying to get Doniphan County out of this inning. This has turned back into a ball game real quick. Ground ball left side, bobbled by Eberle, plays it first, and he is safe. An error by Eberle at short keeps the inning alive. So now the bases are loaded with two outs. A tying run now at first base. The go-ahead run is done here at the plate. Who has reached three times. First pitch by Davis in there for a strike. Thanks for hanging with us here on KNCA. We're cruising along. Ground ball left side. Leibel makes the stop and records the out, and the inning is finally complete. But 6 score for Hiawatha. It's a ball game now. 12-9 our score. DC by 3. We're back in a moment.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy, on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, thanks for hanging with us. 10:22 here on this Monday night, and Legion Baseball continues here on 103.9 as both Doniphan County and Hiawatha plating 6 runs in their last at-bats. And it's Doniphan County with a 12-9 lead here as we start the bottom of the fifth inning, as Xavier Oldham back to work for Hiawatha on the hill. He'll face 9-1-2 here in the order for DC. It's Ryder Davis, Cooper Eberle, Charlie Grable. And what was really not a ball game that quickly turned back into a ball game. As for Hiawatha in their last at bat here in the fifth, 6 runs, 3 hits, 2 more errors committed. We have 8 combined errors between these two teams. And here's Ryder Davis to lead things off. 0-2, a fly out and a strikeout. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, ball one. Here is the 1-0, Oldham, and it's fouled out of play left side. Now 1-1. So let's see if Oldham can work a quick inning here. We haven't seen many of those tonight. Next pitch was up and in. Davis had to duck out of the way. It's now 2-1. Oldham's 2-1, and it rides up and in. And they're going to say it's a foul ball. Caught a piece of the bat. It's now 2-2. So Oldham catching a break there. What would have been ball three. Is even close to maybe hitting Ryder Davis. Now the count's 2-2. Here it is. And a swing and a miss. Caught a piece, but Willick makes the catch. And a strikeout's recorded for the first out. So here's Cooper Eberle. He's reached on an error. Also a ground out and a line out. Doniphan County leading 12-9 over Hiawatha in this ballgame. Bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. And a pop-up. Willick. And bobbles it and completes the catch somehow. In foul territory. Bobbled a couple times, but nicely done by Willick and quickly two up, two down. That brings up Charlie Grable, who has singled in a run. He's also doubled and scored twice. So a good night for Grable so far. He's got nobody on and two outs. He'll foul away the first pitch. It's 0-1. No balls, one strike, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Oldham's pitch outside. It's one ball and one strike. So Doniphan County, three in the first, three in the third, six in the fourth. Next pitch upstairs, 2-1. Hiawatha, two runs in the first. They scored one in the fourth and then six in the fifth. It's 12-9, Doniphan County. Next pitch by Oldham is just a bit low, now 3-1. Winner moves on to the championship of this tournament Wednesday night. Loser will have to play tomorrow against the winner of Marysville and Seneca. Next pitch outside, ball four. So Grable on for a third time. And here's Cole Franken. He's also had a good night. He has scored three times, a walk. He was hit by a pitch and is doubled. Oldham out of the stretch. Grable at first. First pitch is in there for strike one. Oldham sets and fires. Popped up. Playable. Right side. They can't see it. It drops in between Alex Rocky in second and Gunnar Smith in right. And it'll be a hit for Franken. And Grable goes first to third. And that'll bring up Preston Christensen. And Christensen's had a good night. He homered back in the third. It was a two-run shot, and then he walked with the bases loaded in the six-run fourth inning. Now he has an RBI chance here with two outs in the fifth. He's got Grable at third, Franken at first. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back. And the count's 0-1. Here on Preston Christensen. And he started on the mound, was relieved by Kobe Davis. And he hits this one well to right field, but tailing foul and out of play. It's now 0-2. Runners at the corners, two outs, two strikes. Trying to record the first zero in a half inning since the top of the third. Ground ball, hard shot into center field for a hit, and a run is in. Christensen, another RBI, makes it 13-9, Doniphan County. Christensen has driven in four. And now first and second with two outs for Kobe Davis, who has three hits, including a home run. And now he whacks this one to left center field and deep. And that one is off the base of the fence. One run is in. Two runs are going to be in. A throw to second now in a pickle. Throw to third is not in time. And just like that, two more score. It's 15-9. Davis has driven in five. He has reached all four times. Gets to third on the throw. And Doniphan County comes roaring back with three of their own here in this inning right after Hiawatha got it to within three. And we may have a pitching change here for Hiawatha. We'll see. So it looks like we will have a pitching change. So we'll step aside for a quick break. Thanks for hanging with us. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So another pitching change here for Hiawatha. Tyler Davis is in. Try to close out this inning as Doniphan County, they have plated three more runs here in the bottom of the fifth. Their lead is now 15-9. As this has just been a wild ball game, to say the least. As right now you have 24 runs combined between the two teams. You have 16 hits as well, eight errors in the ball game. It's just been a wild game, to say the least, and we still got a couple innings to go, and we are past the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour here on Monday night. We'll have two more games for you tomorrow night as Gavin Fumler will step in. Davis is at third after driving in two more. Davis has driven in five tonight. Two doubles, a single, and a home run. So here's Fumler, who has walked, reached on an error, and has also struck out. He has an RBI chance here. And the pitch from Tyler Davis is hit towards center field. Ashton Rocky tees it up and makes the catch for the out. So the inning is complete. We head to the sixth, Doniphan County with a 15-9 lead.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we finally reached the sixth inning, 15-9. Donovan County, they had three more runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Kobe Davis back to work for Donovan County here as he will face, looks like, Dunn, Bryan, and Willick here in the middle part of the Hiawatha lineup. As, again, we have not seen a zero on the scoreboard since the top of the third. Donovan County scored three in the bottom of the third. Hiawatha one in the top of the fourth. And Donovan County with six more. Hiawatha with six more. And Donovan County with three more. So here is Sam Dunn who steps in and... that's Joel Bryan who steps in. So it's Bryan, Willick, and Rocky. And this one's hit towards the shortstop, Beverly, to first, and in time for the first out. And here is Ty Willick, who has reached twice and has scored twice. So one up, one down. And the first pitch by Davis is a ground ball, slow roller, nicely played there. And Davis to first rifles it to Studer in time. 1-3 for the putouts. And quickly two up, two down. Now Alex Rocky steps in. He has reached once on a walk. So again, this is, correction, Josh Smith, who is going to hit for Rocky. And the first pitch missing for ball one. Here's Davis's pitch. It is low and outside, ball two. So again, thank you again for hanging with us. It's been a late night and still cruising along. A lot of runs in this one. 15-9, the Donovan County lead. Winner moves to the championship game of this Legion Zone tournament on Wednesday. Davis's next pitch to Smith is just a bit up and missing for ball three. So now 3-0 here to Josh Smith with Jacobson on deck. And it's a four-pitch walk. And now Jacobson steps in, who reached on an error in his one at bat so far. So Jacobson now the lefty, working against the righty Davis. Here's the pitch. Missing upstairs, ball one. Smith a decent lead at first, not going. Second pitch is outside, ball two. So now six straight balls thrown here by Davis after he quickly recorded the first two outs. This one's hit left side but foul. Out of play, it's two balls and one strike. Smith at first, two down here in the top of the sixth. Now 3-1, low and inside on that next delivery there to Cooper Jacobson. Here's the 3-1 by Davis, low ball four. So after two quick outs, back-to-back walks, that brings up Gunnar Smith. Tyler Davis is now going to hit. Came on to pitch that last half inning. Now a quick meeting between Grable and Davis on the hill. So Smith Smith at second base. Jacobson at first. Davis will bat for the first time. Doniphan County with a 15-9 lead here in the sixth. Pitch by Davis. Right down Broadway for strike one. Next pitch, he shows bunt and lays one down, a pitch that was inside. It's going to be foul. And it's 0-2. So see if Davis can get out of it. He's got the pitcher-friendly count at 0-2, but that one's in the dirt, ball one. So one ball, two strikes here on Tyler Davis. Correction, the umpire showing 2-2. And the pitch is swung on and missed, and a big strikeout for Kobe Davis retires the side. So first zero on the board in a hot minute, 15-9, Doniphan County.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To the bottom of the sixth we go, 15-9, Doniphan County, their lead over Hiawatha in this Legion Zone Tournament game here tonight in Wathena. Winner moves on to the championship, which will be played Wednesday night here. Loser will play the winner of Marysville-Seneca tomorrow night in the nightcap. We'll have those two games for you tomorrow. It'll lead off with Marysville against Seneca. And then again, the winner there gets the loser of this game here. So Tyler Davis back to pitch for Hiawatha. 15-9, Doniphan County by six. They get one more at bat, potentially here to add some insurance, as it will be Alex Lible to lead things off for Doniphan County. He fouled out to the first baseman his last time up. He's also struck out and lined out. First pitch swinging, pops this one up right side. And the catch is made in shallow right field for out number one. Here's Brock Studer. A couple of outs to center field. He's also reached on an error and scored. Pitch by Davis. Outside, ball one. And the 1-0 inside, two balls and no strikes. With Ryder Davis due up next. Doniphan County, three in the first, three in the third, six in the fourth, three more in the fifth. 15-9, they lead it by six. Tyler Davis's next pitch just missing. It's now 3-0. And here it is. And that one's in there for a strike. Now 3-1. Hiawatha will have one more bat in the seventh. Studer's going to take a walk here. So he's on with one out. Now Ryder Davis, who has struck out his last two at-bats, will step in. So Studer at first, one out. Here in the bottom of the sixth. Davis's first pitch is high. Four ball, one. And it's been a wild game. A lot of runs, a lot of hits, a lot of errors between these two teams. Fans are hanging around. Good crowd tonight. Here is the 1-0. And it's inside. Now two balls and no strikes. Hitters count, 2-0. Here it is from Davis, and it's off the inside part of the bat. Slow roller left side to the second baseman on to first. In time for the out. Studer moves up to second base. Davis punched out at first, and there's two outs. That'll bring up Cooper Eberle. Top of the order. So Eberle, he has a line out, a ground out. He's reached on an error and scored. It's fouled out to the catcher as well. And the first pitch by Tyler Davis, a little bit low for ball one. Davis looks back. Studer not much of a lead. And this one is hit towards center field. And on a hop, it's in. Studer rounds third. He's chugging for home. And he is safe at the plate. Tumbling in there for the run. And Studer is in. And it's now 16-9. Eberle up to second base on the throw home. Charlie Grable will step in, who has scored three times tonight. He's walked and singled. He also doubled way back in the first. Now he has an RBI chance here once again with Eberle at second base and two outs. 16-9 our score. Doniphan County now in control, leading by a touchdown. First pitch by Tyler Davis is up and outside for ball one. Grable the lefty against Tyler Willis, the right-handed hitter. And he hits this one towards shallow right field, and it drops in for a hit. They'll stop Eberle at third. And the throw comes in, and that allows Grable to take second base. So now runners at second and third with two outs, and here's Cole Franken, who has been up four times. He has reached four times, and he has scored four times. And now two on and two outs. The 7-run lead here in the bottom of the sixth. And this one is roped right to the third baseman for the out, and that will retire the side. But one does score, 16-9, Doniphan County to the seventh. We go.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy, on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
Coral and James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we finally have reached the seventh inning. Donovan County, a chance to close this one out. They lead it 16-9. Kobe Davis on the hill once again. One more run added by DC in the bottom of the sixth on an RBI hit by Cooper Eberle. So it'll be the top of the order here for Hiawatha, down 7 in the seventh. Ashton Rocky will lead things off. So again, barring anything absolutely ridiculous, Donovan County set to punch that ticket to the championship game, which will be Wednesday night. Then Hiawatha would be forced to play again at tomorrow in the late ball game. So here it is, Ashton Rocky leading things off here in the seventh against Kobe Davis. Rocky has singled a couple times. He has scored a run. He has driven in one. First pitch upstairs, ball one. And the next offering is in there for a strike. Now one ball and one strike. Kobe Davis, a hard-throwing right-hander. And fires. And this one is fouled out of play. Now one and two. With Bredemeyer and Oldham also due up this inning. Stick around. We'll be fairly brief with our post-game show. We'll announce our McDonald's player of the game as well. Plenty of options for sure. Here's a fly ball left field. And near the line, and it drops in fair. Three converge on it, and it just dropped inside the line. Rocky reaching with a leadoff single. And that'll bring up Carson Bredemeyer. So Bredemeyer, who doubled in a run in the first, he has also singled and walked, and he has struck out. First pitch by Davis in there for a strike. Coming up here on 11 o'clock here on Monday night. Thanks for hanging with us. Next pitch is inside, one ball and one strike. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Next pitch low and outside. Here's a throw to first. Not in time. And now 2-1 the count here on Bredemeyer with Xavier Oldham due up next. Next pitch, outside corner, caught it for strike two. Now two balls and two strikes. Here is the 2-2, and just a bit outside. Three balls and two strikes. And the 3-2. Misses well inside, ball four. So two up and two on here in the seventh. And here comes a meeting on the mound, and we'll see if Davis will continue to pitch here in the seventh as Donovan County's just trying to wrap this one up. They lead it by seven, but Hiawatha's got their first two batters on here in the inning. So it looks like there is a pitching change. So we'll step aside for another break and see if Donovan County can wrap this up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And Cooper Everly is the new pitcher here for Doniphan County, trying to get the final three outs of this ball game. Hiawatha getting their first two batters on via a single and a walk with Rocky and Bredemeyer, respectively. Doniphan County leads it 16-9, and what's been a wild ball game, to say the least, between these two. Everly's first pitch to Oldham is outside for ball one. Xavier Oldham's reached twice on a couple of errors. He's also singled and has been hit by a pitch. He has also scored a run. This one is blasted well towards left field and right there a few steps back to make the catch for the first out. At first, it seemed like it came off a little bit hotter off the bat. But the out is recorded for the first out, and that brings up Sam Dunn. So Rocky at second, Bredemeyer at first, Dunn at the plate. One out here in the top of the seventh, 16-9. Doniphan County trying to shut the door and get to the title game Wednesday night. As Everly fires, it's outside, ball one. So again, tomorrow night, our first game at 6 o'clock will be Marysville against Seneca. And then, as Dunn fouls one away, one ball and one strike. Barring the greatest comeback in Legion history, Hiawatha set to play the winner of that Marysville Seneca game in the nightcap tomorrow, try to keep their tournament alive. Everly's next pitch is upstairs, and it's now 2-1. Corning was knocked out earlier. Marysville beat him 9-6 tonight. Everly's next pitch is low, 3-1. Joel Bryan due up next. And Rocky at second, Bredemeyer at first, and there's a pitch that swung on and missed. And the count is now full at 3-2. Top of the seventh inning. Everly trying to get the final few outs of this ball game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and a huge strikeout for Everly. Blew the fastball right by him. And Hiawatha down to their final out. And now Joel Bryan, who's been solid all summer long. He walked way back in the first. He's also got a couple of ground outs and a strikeout tonight. And the first pitch by Everly, low and inside, ball one. And the 1-0, just a bit outside, and Rocky steals third. So now first and third with two outs. Count 2-0 here on Joel Bryan. Here is the windup and pitch. It is high, ball three. So now 3-0, Ty Willick on deck. Hiawatha down to their final out. Down seven, it's 16-9. Next pitch, missing upstairs, ball four, and the bases are loaded. So Ty Willick steps in, who has reached a couple of times, a single and a run scored back in the fourth. He's also hit by a pitch in the fifth. Now he's up here with the bases loaded and two outs. And he swings and misses at the first pitch for strike number one. Might have caught a piece of his wrist or something on that. Pitch was inside. The count's 0-1. Doniphan County just needs one out to win. Here's Everly's pitch. That one slipped away, and it's high. It's ball one. Rocky at third, Bredemeyer at second, Bryant at first. Fastball that's high, now 2-1. And the 2-1 here by Everly is swung on and missed. Caught a piece, and the count even 2-2. Hiawatha down to their final strike. Can Everly shut the door? He'll kick and fire. Swing and a miss. He does just that, and the ball game is over. A lengthy night comes to an end. Doniphan County in the championship on Wednesday. And we'll wrap things up when we come back here on KNZA.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, the broadcast finally coming to a close as Doniphan County into the Legion Zone Baseball Tournament Championship game on Wednesday night, so they'll have the luxury of getting tomorrow off as they beat Hiawatha here in the nightcap 16-9. This was just a wild ball game between the two, and a lot of runs, a lot of hits, and a lot of errors between the two. As again, 16-9, the final score, Doniphan County, 16 runs, 12 hits, 5 errors. They left 5 on base. And for Hiawatha, they had 9 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors. They left 11 on base. Well, plenty of options here for our McDonald's, Hiawatha, and Seneca player of the game. But I think we're going to rock with Kobe Davis here tonight. Pitched a little bit late in the ball game, but 4 bats, couple of doubles. He drove in 5, including a home run. He was dynamite at the plate. So Kobe Davis with a big night offensively. Our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. So thanks again for tuning in. We're going to step out. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night. It'll be Marysville and Seneca at 6 o'clock, and the winner of that gets Hiawatha in the nightcap as Doniphan County is on to the championship game on Wednesday night. So thanks again to everyone sticking up with us. Colin,